Number 482, this should have gone first. What is the definition of an Adam Gadol? The way they taught it to me is the definition of an Adam Gadol is that what makes him tick. You know, the way people use the lesson, what presses his buttons, you know, pushing his buttons are all real noble ideals, and not his ritzainis and his chashokim and his taivis and not getting ahead, nothing cheap. That is what makes him tick. Every move that he does throughout the day, any decision that he makes is completely based on his idealism and altruism, not based on what he wants, or what would put him in a good light, or will be politically astute, or anything like that. Anything that, all what he does is all his decisions and every move and what guides him is real values. That is the definition of Adam Gadol. And whoever what guides him is silly values or cheap values is Adam Katan. And that is what, and the definition between Gadol and Katan is, and the chilik between Gadol and Katan is tremendous. And you can have a guy that, you know, he might have the demus of Adam Gadol, he might be in a position of an Adam Gadol, but he's not an Adam Gadol. You have to, you know, that you have to be able to discern this. What makes him tick, what makes him think, what pushes him buttons, what he get upset about. What makes him tick is not real values. His knowledge is very, very lucky also. Because he was never looking for the truth in every sugya. He was just looking what he's going to be able to pull the wool over your eyes. So he got no sugya, he has no truth, he's living with empty stuff, a bunch of big cans that are full of harir. That's essentially what he's doing. Now, I heard about a certain rav. I wanted to find out about that rav. So I asked somebody in the kiva, what does he get angry about? Like, what's he kanoi about? Like, one of the things that we hear. Did you ever hear him give a fiery drosh about something? He says, yeah, one time he got angry. What was it? He was angry that people are giving money outside the kehila. You know, you have to first support here first. That was the only thing that he was a kanoi about. That was the only thing that he was balding cast. That means he's Adam Cotton. Then he's just concerned about the budget of the synagogue that he's running, and that is the extent of it. That's the only thing. Not Shmira Shabbos and not Arayis. Nothing else was he balding cast upon him. Only this, that he was able to cast a leave. Because of what makes a person tick? What gets him going? That is a very big deal. That's a decisive answer. Just, you got to get it right. Some people know how to be mastered. The Adam Katan doesn't tell you it's the wrong time that I'm motivating. He's not telling you that. They're very careful to cover it up. You know?